Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said religion is like a bank. Neither one pays dividends unless we make deposits. Once again, we appreciate so very much your listening to our Bible Meditations program. We're always delighted to have the opportunity of talking to people about the Word of God. I just don't know of anything you could talk to a person about more important than talking to him about his soul. And so we're always glad to have that opportunity, and we're glad that you take the time to listen to our Bible Meditations program. This week, we've been talking about the fact that the Bible is a book of warnings. There are so many warnings given in the Bible that would help us, if we'll heed them, to conduct our lives in a manner that is pleasing to our Father in heaven. The problem is, many of us ignore the warnings. We see warning signs, but we don't do anything about that. And certainly, we're going to have the consequence to deal with if we ignore the warnings. The Bible gives us warnings concerning, well, we looked at the idea of transgression, going beyond the law of God, and we're warned not to do that. If we go beyond doing more or less than God authorized, then we're in violation of Scripture. And remember, every transgression and disobedience receives the just recompense of reward. Therefore, I cannot afford to transgress, doing more than God said, or doing less than God said. There also is a warning in the Bible about our beginning to live the Christian life and then looking back to the world from whence we have come. Certainly, all of us understand that we become Christians because we have been guilty of sin before our Father. Our life has not been what we want it to be, nor has it been what God wants it to be. Therefore, we want forgiveness. And so, we come out of a world of sin. When Paul talked about the church or kingdom in Colossians 1 and verse 13, he tells us we were delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. We were translated out of darkness, translated out of sin. The Bible uses the term ekklesia, which is the Greek word for church, and it is involving the idea that the church is the called out from the world. The word just means called out, a group of people who are called out, and when he's talking about the church, he's saying it's a group of people called out of a world of sin. We are warned, once we become children of God, not to look back. When we look back, we are not heeding the warning signs that are given. Does the Bible warn us about this? Well, you remember in the 19th chapter of the book of Genesis, there's an account of a man who was a good man, a man named Lot. He was related to Abraham, and he and his wife went down to the city of Sodom. And there they had set up their home and they were raising their family in this particular city. However, you remember, because of the wickedness of the city, they were told to leave the city. And of course, that's what they eventually did, leaving the city because God warned about it. Now, God also gave them this instruction: when you go out from the city, don't look back. Well, of course, it would be a very natural thing for a person leaving their home, leaving their possessions, leaving their married children. All of these things would be incentive to cause them to look back. But remember, the command of God still stood: don't look back. Well, you remember, as they went on their way, Lot's wife looked back. As a result of it, she turned to a pillar of salt. Now, all of us are familiar with that account. What's the lesson? The lesson is this. When God says, turn away from something and don't look back, he means for us to listen. Isn't that true in regard to our lives as Christians? When I become a Christian, my life is different from the life I formerly lived. Before, I might have engaged in the very things that other people do. A lot of people who care not at all about religion are very loose about their way of conduct. But the Christian, not that he's arrogantly saying I'm better than anybody else. He's simply saying, I have a standard that I want to follow, and I'm going to do everything that I can to follow that God-given standard. Now, when a person becomes a Christian, he's warned not to look back. Let me read that to you. From the book of Luke, chapter 9, and verse 62, Jesus said, whoso putteth his hand to the plow and looketh backward is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. What a terrible mistake we make when we become children of God and then decide we want to go back to the world and do the things that we formerly did before we became children of God. That's a dangerous situation and will bring about the destruction of our soul. But remember, we are told, don't look back. Well, the Bible then very plainly tells us of the danger we are involved in when we decide to look back to the world that we have left. Now, as I mentioned that, let me point out to you a passage in 2 Peter chapter 2, when Peter tells us that sometimes people who are Christians look back to the world. Well, let's look, beginning with verse 19. He talks about some people who promise liberty. They themselves are the servants of corruption, for of whom a man is overcome, the same is he brought into bondage. Now, verse 20. For if after they have escaped the pollution of the world, through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they had known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. It is happened unto them according to a true proverb. The dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. Can you see what it looks like to God when we become Christians and then turn back to the world and begin doing the things we formerly did? Friends, there's a warning there. You put your hand to the plow, you're beginning to work in the right direction, but you look backward, then the record simply says you're not fit for the kingdom of heaven. And he uses two illustrations, the dog and the pig, to illustrate how bad it is in the sight of God when people forget their obligation to God. Do you ever know anybody who was a member of the church who quit? Anybody who was a member of the body of Christ had their sins taken away as they were baptized into Christ, but then again went back into the world and did the things that they formerly did. Is that condition bad? Well, Peter said it's worse than if they had never known the way of truth. The latter end is worse than the beginning. It would have been better had they never known the way of righteousness. Friends, the warning is there. Don't look back. Leave the world behind. Serve God. We appreciate studying with you and remind you it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.